carry on. Carry on, carry on.
All right, KX93.5, we're Laguna's only FM nonprofit, member-supported, non-commercial radio right here in Laguna Beach, California. Really happy to be joined by a member of probably the biggest band of 2012. Fun, of course, made popular with the song We Are Young. Andrew Dost is the go-to play every instrument guy who has been touring like mad. It's had to have been nuts for you, dude.
It is a little nuts, especially this month. We thought, like, you know, December we're going to wind down a little bit and only do, like, a couple, like, big radio shows. And it turns out that means, like, flying to L.A., flying back to Florida, flying to, you know, it's very extreme. It's actually way more intense than regular touring.
It's got to be a different vibe for you guys this time around, too, because, you know, the fun from 2008 is a very different fun, at least in terms of popularity, from 2012. So the tour vibe, the show vibe, is much bigger and grander and probably a lot different, right?
It is, and we're still learning to adapt, truth be told. I mean, we grew up playing in, like, pretty small clubs or, like, you know, I grew up playing in basements and, like, art galleries and stuff. So to now be playing for these rooms that are this size, it's a little, I wouldn't say it's scary, but it's definitely an adjustment process. And so we're still learning how to kind of translate our show to rooms of this size. But I think we're learning, and this is definitely something we've always dreamed about doing. So in some ways, like, we were kind of born for it or built for it in terms of, like, what we, you know, always hoped that we would be doing. So
I saw the format, I guess it was maybe like 2006. I don't think you were touring with the band at that time. I know you did a few shows with them toward the end, right?
Yeah, if it was 2006, I very well might have been.
Really? Okay. Yeah, I remember, I think I saw them in Tempe, and I remember feeling like Nate's voice in a small club setting was sick. I mean, it's just so resonating that it works so well in a small vibe. And I would love to see you in a big one to see how it translates. I'm sure it's just as permeable. But I remember that show was awesome, you know, so many years ago.
Yeah, you know, I think Nate's voice was made to be heard by a lot of people. And yeah. I think hearing him in these big rooms is really a satisfying thing. I know that I like it. I think his voice carries so well in these rooms.
Now, what I thought was funny was I was told that Nate does very little talking during the day. I don't know if this is a lie or not, but that he has to rest his voice because he hits such ridiculous notes that he literally almost like whispers during the day. Is this true?
Oh, that's definitely a lie.
Okay.
I think most singers do that, or most singers will go on like voice rest. And Nate, I've never seen him do that despite having such a powerful instrument. I've never seen him really taking it easy at all. He's very talkative and super outgoing. I wish he would rest his voice a little more than he does because it stresses me out, but no, he doesn't.
You're like, dude, stop yelling. We have a show tonight.
Yeah, it's like, we'll hear your comment if you just say it in a speaking voice. His voice is loud. He doesn't need to get too loud with it.
I also wanted to talk to you about your, it's funny looking at like the band breakdown because it says like, Nate, vocals, Jack, vocals, guitar, and then Andrew, every other instrument in the world. How do you balance like the flugelhorn and the French horn and the keyboard and everything that you switch between and the bass and all that stuff?
You know, it's very natural for me because I grew up in a very, very small town in northern Michigan, and I didn't have any bandmates. I mean, I formed a band like my junior year of high school, but even that was kind of a stretch in terms of, you know, it's just a three piece, and that was like one kid was like 5 years younger than us because we just didn't have the personnel. Nobody in town played any instruments except for me. So I got a little four-track recording machine, and I would just play everything myself and then, you know, join the band and learn brass instruments and music theory and stuff like that when I was young. And so it's just been how I've done it. It's the only way I know how to make music is to, like, if you hear a part, go pick up whatever you hear it on and play it.
You're like the go-to guy in football who can do a little bit of everything. He plays, like, running back and wide receiver. And defense.
Yeah, because those people are usually not that great at any one thing. And my hope is that I'm good at everything. But I realize that that's probably not true. I sort of can, like, fake my way around a piano, and I can fake my way around the brass instruments or whatever.
Oh, I wanted to ask you real fast. What was SNL like? I saw you on there, and I always wondered what the experience, because it seems so frantic that you come back from commercial break, you play a song live immediately, and then you go back to a commercial. Was it as crazy as it looks?
You know, it actually wasn't. I mean, it was magical, it was amazing, it was everything you'd hope it would be. But in terms of how hectic it was to be there, it wasn't hectic. It was very, very smooth and very calm.
Huh.
And despite, the changeovers are fast, but the team there also knows exactly what they're doing, and they, number one, are very, very good, but number two, they want you to feel comfortable. They want you to be, like, ready and excited to play. They don't want you to be stressed and wondering how everything's going to happen. So everything is explained very thoroughly. Everything is rehearsed very thoroughly, and they have a top-notch crew there that works very well with our crew, too, to make sure everything is just very, very easy.
Cool, man.
So it was nice because we were able to focus on the excitement and the magic of and the honor of being there rather than, you know, like, where's my piano gone?
Right.
What am I going to do? So it was actually very, very smooth and very easy.
It was cool to watch. It was very raw and, like, the close-up right of Nate when he was singing, and it was, like, almost a more acoustic version of Some Nights. I really dug it. It was cool. We are looking... I'd be interested in your opinion on this. So far, there isn't word that a fourth single is going to be released from the Some Nights album, but we would be interested in playing it before anybody else if you think there's going to be a fourth single or if there's a song that you'd really like to get known beyond Some Nights, We Are Young, and Carry On. Do you have can you give us some opinion on that?
Huh. Well, we haven't really talked about it, and when we do, it's very divided. I mean, if we were able to get to a fourth single, then that would be, like, such a huge kind of victory in and of itself that we wouldn't even care what it was. But I don't know. Some people say, like, One Foot would be a good single. Some people say All Right would be a good single. I feel like All Alone is, like, the catchiest and poppiest, but I don't know if that would really work for your station.
Whatever it is, we want to play it first. So maybe we'll just spin a couple of those anyway in hopes that they will become singles and catch on nationally. Then we can say we started a trend or something.
Okay. I like that.
All right, man. I'll let you go. I really appreciate you taking some time for our little baby station here in Laguna Beach. You can check it out online if you get time. It's kx935.com. And we're really so stoked that a band like you of your stature would come and talk to us and, you know, just be a part of this thing, this movement for local radio with us. So we appreciate it, man.
Yeah, I love the sound of your station. I love what you guys are doing. That's really, really awesome. Happy to be a part of it.
Thanks, Andrew. You have a great day. Have a great show in L.A. We'll try to catch you out there, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, bud. See ya.
KX 93.5, Laguna's only FM.